Symmetry is almost nature's language. It helps us to understand so many different bits of the scientific world. For example, molecular structure, what crystals are possible, we can understand through the mathematics of symmetry. In microbiology, you really don't want to get a symmetrical object because they're generally rather nasty. The swine flu virus at the moment is a symmetrical object, and it uses the efficiency of symmetry to be able to propagate itself so well. It seems that they're all facets of some strange symmetrical shape in a higher dimensional space. And I think Galileo summed up very nicely the power of mathematics to understand the scientific world around us. He wrote, "The universe cannot be read until we have learned the language and become familiar with the characters in which it is written. It is written in mathematical language, and the letters are triangles, circles, and other geometric figures, without which means it is humanly impossible to comprehend a single word." But it's not just scientists who are interested in symmetry. Artists too love to play around with symmetry. They also have a slightly more ambiguous relationship with it. Here's Thomas Mann talking about symmetry in The Magic Mountain. He has a character describing the snowflake. And he says, "We shuddered at its perfect precision. We found it deathly, the very marrow of death." But what artists like to do is to set up expectations of symmetry and then break them. symmetry is almost nature's
language. 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 Language.
Thank you. a spirit.
We'll be right back.
Start the clock. Copy, you got it. Go at 9.
Thank you.